Now, podcasting, you can, you know, it's such a great way to inform.
We all have opinions, and I'm not short of mine. And I see it as a great opportunity to share it, on a number of topics. I'm a big proponent or supporter of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and I'm often accused of talking too much about it. And I figure, well, if that's something I'd like to touch on more on my podcast or on the Firm podcast, that it's something that interests me. It's something I feel that's threatened. I think it's relevant. I don't think enough people understand it or appreciate what it stands for.
What drives Jason Taylor?
You know, my dad told me very early on, he was a lawyer as well, and he said, do not forget you're in the service industry. You're a tradesman. Don't think you're anything more than that, you know? And I thought that was great advice, and I have always approached it that way, that I work for people. I'm an employee, not an employer, and if I do a good job, I'll have a job tomorrow.
Good morning to everyone out there today. My name is Wes, and I have the distinct honor and privilege of introducing to you my dear friend, Jason E. Taylor of the Law Offices of Jason E. Taylor. Jason, thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me, Wes. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Listen, we spoke a while back, and you said you were interested in podcasting a bit, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to hear that, because, you know, I've done some podcasting over the past year or so, and it's I think it's just the sky's the limit for podcasts. And when we talk about listening to you, Jason, having conversations and covering topics about the law, the sky's the limit there. And there are very few people, in my opinion, out there that have the experience and the expertise that you do as far as talking about things in the legal world and how it just relates to everything and touches us all in so many ways.
I'm listening to you, and it reminds me of a comment a friend makes who practices law and has for a long time. He said his knowledge is a mile long or a mile wide, but it's only an inch deep. And that's how mine is.
Well, it may be an inch deep, but I think that they're going to be your personality and what you've done and the things that you've experienced, I think, are going to be really beneficial out there to folks that are interested in the law and on all types of topics out there in society. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been practicing for, I guess, 28 years now, maybe right around that. I have mostly been civil practice, mostly injuries. I've done some various other things over time. I think our paths had crossed in the criminal courtroom in the past.
And, they have.
But yeah, it's mostly a injury practice that that's kind of what I've started in. It's what I've always done, represent individuals. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my legal background anyhow.
Well, you have done a lot, and I'll say over the years that we have touched paths in the criminal area. And as far as the attorneys that come in that are just stand up for their clients and do it in a way that you've done, it's always impressed me. And so it's an honor to again to sit here and speak with you. And again, thanks a lot for that. And we're excited. So now podcasting, you can it's such a great way to inform people and to evoke conversations about topics out there in the legal profession. Are there some ideas when you talk about podcasting? What are you hoping to do with your podcast?
Sure. We all have opinions, and I'm not short of mine. And I see it as a great opportunity to share it, on a number of topics. I'm a big proponent or supporter of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and I am often accused of talking too much about it. And I figure, well, if that's something I'd like to touch on more on my podcast or on the Firm podcast, that it's something that interests me. It's something I feel that's threatened. I think it's relevant. I don't think enough people understand it or appreciate what it stands for. So I like to address that at various times and talk about kind of relevant legal topics from the perspective that I see them, which is that of, you know, representing people and wanting to protect their rights. So that's kind of my angle in the whole thing.
I love it. And again, there are so many different topics we're going to cover. Interested in doing this about once a week, probably, for listeners, if they're interested in tuning in?
Yeah, absolutely. If you and Billy can get me organized well enough that, it will take you all to help me to make it happen, but that would be great. I would love to turn around a year from now and see a book of podcasts that have been informative, helpful, interesting, entertaining, all of those things, and have folks comment in a way that they appreciate it. And I think that's the beauty of these things too. You get some feedback and it can help, direct you in a better direction, as you move forward. Absolutely. Both in topic choice and formatting, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. What drives Jason Taylor?
Feeding my family always. Yes. Is kind of my first line to everybody is, my job is to support my family.
Absolutely.
And the way I do that is by taking care of other families. And that just makes me really lucky because, I get to do for others that allow me to do for my family. And, my dad told me very early on, he was a lawyer as well, and he said, do not forget you're in the service industry. You're a tradesman. Don't think you're anything more than that, And I thought that was great advice, and I have always approached it that way, that I work for people. I'm an employee, not an employer, and if I do a good job, I'll have a job tomorrow.
Amen. Well said, my friend. Again, we look forward to working with you on this. It's exciting. Jason E. Taylor, thanks for your time today, my friend.
Listen, I appreciate it, my
friend. Absolutely.